Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, mischievous weather child. There was a weather child who lived among the thick clouds in the sky. Her mood could change the weather. When she laughed, the weather would be sunny. When she was angry, strong winds would blow. And when she cried, it would bring heavy rain. Splash! One day, Weather Child was jumping on the soft clouds again. She jumped from one cloud to the next, jumping high and far. She even did some somersaults.
Somersault, somersault, spin! Ha!
Oh no! Weather Child somersaulted so far, she fell out of the cloud.
Oh no! I'm about to be smashed as flat as a pancake!
The mischievous Weather Child shut her eyes tightly and covered her face with her hands. Plop!
Huh? What happened?
Luckily, Weather Child fell onto a sand dune. Weather Child stuck her head out curiously. There were sand dunes all around, all connected to each other. They were as golden as the sun.
Wow! Where am I? It looks even more fun than the clouds!
Hi, welcome to the Golden Desert.
Little Lizard wiggled out of a sand dune.
Beautiful and soft. I like it. Hello, I'm Weather Child. Would you like to be my friend?
Little Lizard liked the warm Weather Child. They became good friends, having slope climbing contests and rolling around together in the sand. They were very happy. Because Weather Child was in a good mood, the sky became even clearer. There was not a single cloud to be seen. The dazzling sunlight shone directly on the desert. The temperature grew hotter and hotter.
Swoosh! Whoosh!
Little Lizard had to hop around so he wouldn't get burned. Weather Child sweated more and more.
Oh, let's go to the pond to drink some water and take a shower. We can cool off there.
There aren't any ponds in the desert. It's very difficult to find water here.
What? Weather Child was shocked. She looked around everywhere. Sure enough, it was just like Little Lizard had said. The Golden Desert only had golden sand.
Uh-huh! I found something!
Weather Child saw a round green plant not far away. Was it a watermelon?
Even though there's no water, a watermelon can also quench your thirst.
Oh no! Wait! That's not a watermelon! Wait!
Not waiting to hear Little Lizard out, Weather Child was already rushing towards the watermelon.
Ouch! Oh, it hurts!
A needle poked Weather Child's palm.
Wait! This is not a watermelon. It's a cactus ball!
Panting, Little Lizard rushed over. He was panicking. Weather Child discovered that what she saw was not a delicious, thirst-quenching watermelon, but a plant covered with thorns.
This cactus ball is ugly and strange, and it's so prickly.
The furious Weather Child couldn't help kicking the cactus ball.
Ouch!
Another needle pricked her foot. Weather Child was really angry now. The sky slowly turned gloomy, and strong gusts of wind began to blow. Huff! But to Weather Child's surprise, the strong wind blowing all over the sky not only didn't blow away the troublesome cactus ball, but blew the grains of sand in the desert around instead. The sand blew everywhere. It couldn't be controlled. Weather Child was covered with sand. She couldn't even open her eyes.
Oh, the desert is no fun at all. The strong wind doesn't even listen to me. I want to go home.
The poor Weather Child began to cry. She had never felt so upset. Pitter-patter, splish, splosh, it began to rain heavily. It rained nonstop, as if the sky was crying with Weather Child. Little Lizard cried excitedly.
Weather Child, don't cry. Look, we have water now. Woohoo!
Wow, the Golden Desert had never had so much rain before. In the middle of the dry desert, water gathered into a pond. The clear water attracted many small animals. Weather Child stopped crying. Splash! She jumped into the pond. Glug! She drank as much as she wanted and even had water battles with her friends. From then on, there was an oasis in the middle of the Golden Desert, which became the perfect place for the little animals to drink and play. Good night, Weather Child. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.